Federal data, 28.4 million mail-in ballots have gone missing since 2012 election. By John Binder on April 20, 2020. About 28.4 million mail-in ballots went missing in the last four election cycles dating back to 2012. Federal data obtained by Breitbart News reveals. The data from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission and the Election Administration and voting surveys for the 2012, 2014, 2016, and 2018 election cycles finds that nearly 30 million mail-in ballots sent to registered voters went missing. In 2012, for instance, more than 33 million mail-in ballots were sent to registered voters. Of those, nearly 4 million went missing, more than 425,000 were undeliverable, and almost 260,000 were rejected. For the 2014 election cycle, the number of mail-in ballots that went missing spiked to more than 8 million. In that election, 29.2 million mail-in ballots were sent to registered voters. More than 610,000 of those mail-in ballots were undeliverable, and about 269,000 were rejected. Another 8.2 million of those mail-in ballots went missing. Vote by Mail is a Disaster, Public Legal Interest Foundation, PILF, President J. Christian Adams told Breitbart News in a statement. People who think it works haven't studied the failures. The facts show mail voting doesn't work. As Breitbart News reported, a total of about 16.4 million mail-in ballots went missing for the 2016 and 2018 elections after about 84 million mail-in ballots were sent to registered voters in those two election cycles. Los Angeles County, California, for instance, had nearly 1.4 million mail-in ballots go missing in the 2018 election, while Maricopa County, Arizona saw 408,000 mail-in ballots go missing. Likewise, Orange County, California, had 374,000 mail-in ballots go missing in 2018, and King County, Washington, had 353,000 mail-in ballots go missing. San Diego County, Sacramento County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, Alameda County, Santa Clara County, all located in California, saw a combined 1.6 million mail-in ballots go missing in the 2018 election. Currently, elected Democrats are lobbying for nationwide mail-in voting for the November presidential election, a move that would potentially deliver ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters. The plan is being bankrolled by organizations funded by billionaire George Soros. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.